Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Harbeck, and towards Teufel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive towards first. Murray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Young reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. Sheets moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to third for the out. Sheets scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. Laudner moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-1 in the game. Dower hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Wardle fires to first and has Dempsey trapped. There's the throw to Teufel, who tags Dempsey for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is hit by the pitch. Roenick moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Fritzy Connolly now playing third base. Mike Young now playing right field. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gagne takes first base on ball four. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Gagne moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Gagne scores. Teufel goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Orioles. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wardle. Ford moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young takes first base on ball four. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey strikes out. 1 out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne can't make a play. That's a base hit. Connolly moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel misplays the ball. That's an error on Teufel. Connolly moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gagne hits a fly ball towards right. Young settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Young. Gagne moves to third. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Orioles. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 3 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett moves to third. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky is walked intentionally. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Puckett scores. Hatcher moves to third. Brunansky moves to second. It's Orioles, 6, Twins, 6. Don Oss now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-to-6, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teufel moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 8-7, Orioles. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Salas now catching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. There goes Lynn. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Rich Dower. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is walked intentionally. Len Sakata pinch runs for Joe Nolan. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Len Sakotin now playing second base. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.